predicting the five most valuable Minnesota Twins in 2022 on today's episode of Locked On Twins.
You are Locked On Twins, your daily Minnesota Twins podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, December 13th, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Thank you for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Again, this is Nash Walker, writer at Twins Daily, lifelong Twins fan, bringing you 5 days a week coverage of the Minnesota Twins as we push through this lockout, and we've seen it all. And this is a big week for the show. 500 episodes. Friday will be the 500th episode I've recorded as host of Locked On Twins. I have said, welcome to the Locked On Twins podcast 500 times. That is crazy to me. And to put it into context, that's over 2 years. It took over 2 years, and we're doing this 5 days a week to get to 500. So I'm just super proud of it. I mean, I think when I started, I don't know what I expected. I didn't expect a whole lot. I knew I was passionate about it. I know I'm passionate about the team. I know I'm passionate about interacting with whoever wants to talk about the Twins. Love doing that. I knew all those things. I did not know it was going to go 500 episodes. I mean, that's just, I love it. I love it. I'm so happy about it. Would not be possible at all without you listening, because every day I look at who downloaded the podcast or who commented on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment, subscribe, whatever. I look every single day and I try to respond to the comments I get, almost every single one. I look how many people are downloading the podcast, and it just makes me want to do it again. And for you to be listening to this on December 12th, I think is what I just said, December 13th, in the middle of a lockout, at one of the deadest times we've seen in baseball in so long, is amazing to me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to all 496, today is 496, thank you. If this is your first, thank you. If this is your 100th, your 20th, your 5th, thank you. I appreciate you all so much. And again, would never have gotten to 500 if you were not listening today. That's why I'm getting to 500. I would never get there without you. Not only that I would be discouraged, but I think they'd be looking for a new host if I wasn't getting any downloads. So thank you so much. We're talking Twins today. Five most valuable Twins for 2022. This will be a fun exercise because we're going to do this on December 13th, and then we're going to do this in January, and then we're going to do it in February, and then we're going to do it in March before the season starts, and we're going to see how things have changed. And I have a bold prediction in here. I hope it's true. I hope it becomes true, but I do have a bold prediction in here for 2022. And I think it's going to change. Like, I think in a month I might feel differently. We might hear some things. There might be something happening. You never know. I think it'll change. It may not change. And if it doesn't, then we know I feel solid about the group going into 2022, my top five at least. Right now, I don't feel super solid about the group that the Twins have going into 2022. A lot of work needs to be done after the lockout. We've had episodes breaking that down. We will continue to break that down and how the Twins can get better. I will also encourage you to head to twinsdaily.com. We have content every single day. I've listed 10 breakout Twins prospects for 2022. I ranked 6 through 10. And then I ranked 1 through 5. 1 through 5 is going to be out tomorrow. 6 through 10 came out yesterday. Some really interesting names after I dove into this system that popped out. I promise you, at least one of those 10 will break out and have a very good season in 2022. I'm almost certain of that. It's like throwing darts. All 10 could hit, but at least one, I think, will hit the board. So which one, who will it be? Let me know. TwinsDaily.com, whoever you think has the best chance. I rank them by their chance of breaking out in 2022. Also ranking them by their upside in some ways, and we already know about them. But I want to talk about the top five most valuable Twins, my prediction for 2022, and we're going to start at number five. And this might surprise some people because no matter how poor the Twins pitching is right now on paper, and it is pretty poor, it's pretty thin, they still have some really good position players. They still have players who have had wonderful years as recent as 2021. As recent as 2020, as recent as 2019, they have good position players. on this roster. And that's why it's so frustrating to me. It's not frustrating to me that they haven't made moves, period. It's frustrating to me that they haven't made moves with this current roster in place, because they have an offense that has serious upside in 2022. And I think they have really good players, really good position players. Their 1-5 in the lineup has a chance to be super good. Luis Arraez, Byron Buxton, Jorge Polanco, Josh Donaldson, Alex Kirilloff is a great 1-5. I mean, that has a chance to explode. And that's why it's frustrating. They also have, you know, hitting six, probably Mitch Garver, who is coming off a phenomenal year when he was playing, a tough injury year, but when he played was outstanding. And then seventh, you might have Jose Miranda, Miguel Sano, Trevor Larnach. They're going to have Max Kepler. They're going to have some serious upside in this lineup. That's why it's frustrating, because they have good position players. I'm predicting the fifth most valuable Twin in 2022 will be. And if they're not on this top five, there's a chance that I think they'll be traded, or at least a chance that, you know, enough of a chance that I'm leaving them off the top five of my confidence level. Number five is Alex Kirilloff. And Alex Kirilloff is my number one pick for breakout Twin in 2022, because I really liked what we saw from him when he was healthy. The overall numbers are not great. I guess the overall numbers are what you expect from a rookie. I know the expectations were high for him, but you could expect a right around league average OPS from a rookie outfielder coming up. I think he's 23. But I think Kirilloff is set to have a really big year in the middle of the Twins order. I think if he's able to stay healthy, if he comes back and his wrist is solid, I think Alex Kirilloff is the prime breakout candidate of 2022. I think you could see him hitting third, fourth, fifth, right in the middle of that order. I think he fits in rather wonderfully in the middle of that order. And I mentioned Arraez, Buxton, Polanco, Donaldson, Kirilloff. That would be my 1-5 on opening day. As it stands, I would bat Kirilloff fifth and Kepler seventh and Garver in between them, Sano eighth, and then your DH is ninth or whatever. But I think Kirilloff's going to spend a lot of time at first base, a little bit of time in the outfield. We'll probably DH a little bit. I think all these guys are going to DH a little bit. But Alex Kirilloff, I'm predicting, is the fifth most valuable Twin, most of that being at the plate. Let's take a short break. Let's talk about DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows. You're watching sports highlights on your phone. You've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, no need to buy another device ever again, and the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Thank you again for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. We are free and available on all podcast platforms. Going down my list of top five most valuable Twins predictions for 2022. Number five, Alex Kirilloff. Number four, Jorge Polanco, who was the most valuable Twin in 2021. I have him at four, not because I think he's going to regress in a huge way. I think he will regress some. I think he's going to get back to, like, you know, closer to an 800 OPS, maybe a high 700s OPS, which is a tremendous second baseman. I mean, that's a really great, we talk about it a lot, but the offensive bar for shortstop is now above that of a second baseman. And Jorge Polanco is the second best second baseman in the American League this year to only Marcus Semien. So that tells you how valuable his bat is there. I think he's a top 5 to 10 second baseman in the league. And I think he's going to get back to that. He was otherworldly to me in 2021, especially in the second half, but he was really bad in the first half or in the first couple months. Again, I don't think he's going to regress. I just like my top three. I'm confident in my top three. And I think Polo's going to have another nice year if he's healthy and if his ankle's healthy. Maybe just not the most valuable Twin, or I'm not predicting him to be the most valuable Twin next year. I think he hits what he has over the last 4 years, which is like 270, 330 on base, slugs about 440. Really valuable player. I mean, he's a 3-4 win player. Whether he reaches 5-6 war or gets close to it again is the question. That would be amazing if he does. Like, that would be outstanding for him to do that again. I'm going to predict he's more of the average of what he's been since 2017, 2018, which is a 3-4 win player, really good player, borderline all-star player. Jorge Polanco is fantastic. Third, I have Josh Donaldson, and there's a chance he's not on the team. But I think that we've gotten this far past the trade deadline, past when the lockout starts. We've gotten into the winter months, and Josh Donaldson's still on the team. I think the Twins are planning to have Josh Donaldson in the middle of their order next year. And I think that unless they get an offer they like, they're fine keeping his money on the books, because I'll tell you what, folks, they need to spend money. They don't need to get money off the books. If there were a ton of free agents still out there, I would say trade Josh Donaldson and use the money to go sign a free agent starting pitcher. They can do that and keep Donaldson, because there's a lot of free agent starters off the board. Most of them are off the board, and the trade targets aren't that expensive. You know, there isn't a salary dump pitcher they can go get like Chris Sale was a couple years ago, or David Price was, with their huge contracts and you're projecting trades and how much money's eaten. There aren't a lot of trade candidates like that. And one could surprise you. Like, someone could come out of the woodworks and trade a veteran. I don't even know. I can't even think of any off the top of my head with big contract. Garrett Cole, no, not going to happen. See, like, I just don't think that's happening. So just keep Donaldson, because you're just going to pocket that money. And so anytime you talk about trading Donaldson, I think with it, you need to say, who are we signing specifically? And anytime that's proposed, just keep in your mind that that's money that they're pocketing, because they need to spend to get to a respectable level already. If they trade Donaldson and a majority or all of his contract comes off the books, you're losing your most expensive player. And that's even more money you need to spend to get to a respectable level. And I'm telling you, unless you're going and signing Trevor Story or Nick Castellanos or Michael Conforto, unless you're not signing starting pitchers, it's hard to spend that money outside of Carlos Rodon. That's the truth of the matter. So I'm projecting more so than ever that Donaldson will be on this team, unless ownership has said we need to cut and we're saving money, which in that case, like, we got bigger fish to fry on the podcast than talking about Donaldson getting traded, because that's not okay. Donaldson, I think, will be third, though. He had a really nice year. You know, I think at the plate, he was as good as ever, to be honest with you. Just didn't hit in big spots the way that we're used to seeing. But that'll level off. If he's healthy next year, he's going to be, you know, in that top range of third baseman. I think he was third this year among American League third baseman in OPS plus. So he was a top three third baseman at the plate. Defense slipped a little bit. So when we're talking about value, he needs to get back to his level of defense, or at least closer to his level of defense, which is solidly above average instead of average, to reach this level. But I have Donaldson at third for third most valuable Twin in 2022. I think, again, if he's healthy, it's very much the case with Hint, our number one. If he's healthy, there's no question he'll be a top three most valuable Twin, because he's one of the three best players on the team. So that's kind of how that works, unless there's a ton of breakouts, or, you know, Kirilloff, Larnach, and Sano, and everyone comes up and has amazing years. Donaldson is going to be in the top three, because to me, he's the second best player, or probably the third best player on this team to Polanco and Buxton. I'm projecting Polanco fourth, Donaldson third. We'll get to second after this word from Built Bar and Bet Online. Built Bar is the most delicious protein bar ever. Built Bars are delicious. Built Bars are healthy. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel. People are so passionate about their favorite flavor. They'll fight for it, and things could get out of hand. You friends with Santa? Well, tell Santa to throw a few Built Bars in those stockings. Dip your Built Bar into a piping hot cup of cocoa. And if you like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to their new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Top two. Who do I think will be the top two most valuable Twins in 2022? Number two is not currently on the roster. That is my prediction. Their second most valuable player in 2022 is not currently on this roster. That speaks to the confidence I have that they need to go get somebody, that they will go get somebody, and that player will be good, hopefully, because that player needs to be expensive, because they need to spend this money. I think their second most valuable player is not on this roster. And baseball is funny because if I try to predict the team, the amount of wins they would have just by looking at their top five most valuable without any value numbers, it's almost impossible because baseball is such a team sport. It's so important for your 6 through 12 guys to be good, for 12 through 26 to be good, for 26 through 50 to be good. Usually the best teams in the league are the best teams 1 through 50. Like, that's kind of how the war of attrition Major League Baseball works. Like, that's usually how it goes. And we have so many examples of teams with the best players not always being a good team because it's so important for you, maybe less than other sports, to be good 1 through 26, to be good 1 through 50, to be deeper than other teams and have great players. I'm not saying it's not important to have great players, but depth is so important. We know that. And the Twins have tried to build depth. And in some years, they've done a good job. In other years, it seems like they haven't done a good job. But my second most valuable Twin is not currently on the roster. And you're going to be clamoring, like, who could it be? Who could it be? I'm just telling you, there are players they can go get via trade. There are players they can still get in free agency. It doesn't mean it's a pitcher. I hope number two is a pitcher, because if he's not, that means their top five most valuable players are all position players. And I guess I could predict in that sense that it'll be a tough year for them again, because they need starting pitching and they need quality starting pitching. They need frontline starting pitching. So hopefully number two is a frontline starting pitcher who's not currently on the roster. Number one is, guess who? Just signed him to a 7-year, $100 million extension. He is the best player on the team, without a doubt. Byron Buxton, I'm going to predict every single season that he will be their most valuable player. Because if Byron Buxton is healthy, he will be their most valuable player. Like, I'm not going to predict that their best player is going to be hurt all year. You know, I'm never going to sit here and be like, oh, I predict that Byron Buxton is going to miss 120 games. Why? Where's the excitement in that? Let's predict that Buxton plays 130 games next year. And if I'm predicting that, he's your most valuable Twin by a long shot, by a mile to me. If it's not by a mile, my goodness, their top three is going to be really good. They're going to have some really valuable MVP level players. But let's predict that Byron Buxton has a really healthy season, because I'm optimistic. I'm no cynic. Let's say Buxton plays 130. And if I'm assuming that he's number one, it's almost like there's a huge gap between him and the other four. Not saying I don't think the other four can have great years or will have great years. I just think that the difference between his 90th percentile when he's playing and his 90th percentile of health is so different than everybody else's 90th percentile of health. It's kind of like Donaldson. This is like kind of the same as last winter. Last winter, I said all winter, the Twins' fate, a lot of it, and I kind of take this back because their fate really was dictated by their pitching. But I said their fate will be the health of Byron Buxton and Josh Donaldson, because that came with confidence in other parts of the roster. That was where I went wrong. I was confident in other parts of the roster when I shouldn't have been. But I said outside of the other parts of the roster, which I was pretty solid on, what will dictate whether this is one of the best teams in the league or kind of a middling club, I didn't consider the possibility they'd be in last place, would be the health of Byron Buxton and Josh Donaldson. Donaldson played 130 games, I think it was. Buxton, of course, played only 61. Even if Buxton would have played all year, we saw what happened in April with the pitching that they had. He would have helped. I think they would have won more games if he played all year. But he's a good example of, just because you have one amazing player doesn't mean that they can solve all your problems. And that's kind of been my point. If Buxton's healthy next year, you got to take advantage of that. I want to dive more into that probably this week, maybe next. I want to talk ETAs. We're going to do prospect estimated times of arrival. I know that's always something that people are excited about, and I think they have an interesting crop of prospects we can talk about in terms of ETAs. But Buxton in 2022 is so interesting to me in the Twins' direction. Some are saying, because it's a 7-year extension, it's not as important to go all in next year or to give Buxton a team to win next year. And I would push back on that and say, when is he ever going to be better if he's healthy next year? He will not be better than what he is right now on the field. So to me, like, I want to take advantage of that. But there's been some pushback. Let me know what you think in the comments about these top five. Buxton, a player not currently on the roster, number two. Josh Donaldson, Jorge Polanco, Alex Kirilloff, number five. Let me know what you think. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at Locked On Twins. Thank you so much for making Locked On Twins your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all podcast platforms. Thank you again.